We're on top of it with Greg Sear in the KBND Traffic Copter on the KBND Morning News.
6:47, let's see what's happening in today's sports. Here's Dave Jarvis.
All righty, thank you kindly. Portland sort of went through the motions last night, losing their regular season finale, 110-86 to Golden State. Now it's on to the playoffs. Blazer forward LaMarcus Aldridge says defense will be the key in the series against Dallas.
Got to try to keep them off, you know, fast break points, you know, and just try to make every shot difficult, you know. I mean, we'll come up with a game plan, you know, to try to give ourselves the best chance to win.
Well, the Blazers rested most of their regulars last night, and that shows. Patty Mills scored 23 points. Wesley Matthews added 18 to pace the Blazer game. Game one of the Dallas series is Saturday. We'll have it for you here on KBND, 5:30 pregame, 6:30 tip-off, and we will carry all of the Portland playoff games. NBA matchups are all set. In the East, the Bulls play the Pacers, Heat face the Sixers, Celtics battle the Knicks, and the Magic take on the Hawks. In the West, besides the Blazers and Mavericks, the Spurs take on the Grizzlies, Lakers battle the Hornets, and the Thunder play the Nuggets. More Blazer news. Portland center Greg Oden says he's at least 5 months away from running. The oft-injured big man is rehabbing from the second microfracture surgery of his NBA career. Oden has played a grand total of 82 games for Portland since being selected with the number one overall pick. By comparison, the frequently maligned Sam Bowie played 72 games for Portland in his first year in the league. So Oden, not even as productive
as Sam
Bowie. Ouch.
Yeah.
Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
So is that the manager's fault?
It's there was no indication. Sam Bowie looked a little fragile coming out of college. Greg Oden didn't.
No, he didn't. He looked like a monster.
Yeah, he did. You know. And Portland needed a big man.
Yeah, but they
could have
had
Michael Jordan.
Come on. Yeah, and the guy that's at Oklahoma Thunder now,
right.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin
they could have had him.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
hindsight is 20/20 vision.
I'm through whining for the moment, but I'll be back.
You can bet on that. It's an effort to improve safety at two dangerous pedestrian crossings on the Bend Parkway. Crews have started to install flashing lights at two parkway crossings, one at Reed Lane and the other at Badger Road. Also, the Oregon House passes funding for schools plus an additional $100 million from a rainy day fund, and it is on its way to the governor's desk. And this week is the 2011 Week of the Child, honoring children and those who teach them. Tomorrow is Eat, Play, Love at High Desert Museum in Bend, and it runs from 4:30 to 7 p.m., a celebration for families with young children. And those are some of the headlines in News Talk 1110 KVND today.
All right, not a very happy story, but I'll tell you what, this convinces me that somebody tells me I have such a big head and, you know, I should shrink it down. I'm saying no way. A new Alzheimer's study suggests the brain may start shrinking about 10 years before the disease actually takes place. So I think a big head is a good thing.
So what do they do? They just like do an MRI? They check on the size?
Well, yeah, after 9 years, the people in the study that had the most shrinkage in parts of the cortex